We are going to continue the hour now by turning to COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalizations and all the other metrics, still nowhere near as high as they were during the peaks of this past fall and again during the winter. But numbers have been ticking up over the last few weeks as COVID-19 is still not going away. What is the latest? What should folks know? We're joined on the phone by Quintana Stewart, who is the Orange County Health Director and has been helping lead our community through the pandemic since day one. Quintana, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what should folks know about the latest COVID numbers? What stands out to you?
Well, I think you summed it up nicely, Aaron, but you're right. We are seeing an increase in cases. And so for us here in Orange County, still a very highly vaccinated community, that remains our best tool at this time against the virus. But you're right, we are seeing an increase in our cases. Just looking at the data that came out this week, Orange County, the state in general, they saw a slight decrease in overall cases, however, still a little higher than we would like. When we look at the community level, our CDC map and our metrics, we are in the medium category. And so the metric that is pushing us over into that category is actually the number of cases.
And that number of cases is probably lower than it really is, right? Because people test at home, they test positive, but they don't necessarily report that to the state, right?
So that is correct. At this time, only the PCR tests that are run through, the state lab and some of our larger commercial labs are actually electronic reported up to the state. We do know that I'm sure we have a significant number of folks that are using the at-home tests, which are great, but those numbers are not reported to us.
How are we doing in terms of hospital capacity and people going to the hospital with severe cases of COVID?
Right. So over the last couple of weeks, we saw a slight increase with the number of hospital admissions. So we went from low rates. The goal is always to be lower than 10 for the hospital admission rate. So we are now at 9.3. per our CDC numbers reported out yesterday. So I will say we are seeing a small increase, but UNC Health reports they are not overwhelmed at this point. They still tell us that the COVID admissions remain relatively low in comparison to the other spikes that we've seen throughout the pandemic.
And with that in mind, we're speaking with Quintana Stewart, Orange County Health Director. What should folks be thinking about, or how should folks be approaching COVID-19 now? We're seeing a lot of cases. Hospitals aren't overwhelmed. There aren't nearly as many people in the hospital with COVID now as there were before. And we're seeing that in the context of a lot of people testing positive for COVID. At the same time, the virus is still out there. It's still certainly a serious risk for folks, especially people who are immunocompromised or otherwise at risk. There's certainly the danger of long COVID as well for people. Even if they don't get a severe case right away, they could have lingering effects. All of that together, what should our approach be in terms of just going about our day-to-day lives?
Yep. So I think it is time for us to revisit, our narrative about COVID, period. One, it's here. I think it is here to stay. It's going to be with us. And so for us over in public health, we are starting to treat this the same way we treat any other emergency. We know we have to just prepare for it. So with regards to cases, we should expect to see them go up and come down. We're going to see that fluctuation. I would say we know what works at this point, right? There are some really strong mitigation strategies. So right now we're in the medium community level, and so there is no mask mandate in place. I don't know if those will ever come back, but I think folks know, and we have the tools, and we just have to make decisions that are wise and that protect us and our household. So, right now in the medium category, if you are immunocompromised or someone in your household, is not yet eligible for vaccination, then I would say it's wise to still wear your mask when you're in indoor spaces and around people where you don't know what their you know, COVID vaccination or COVID status is. You know, it's still possible for folks to walk around and be asymptomatic and not know that they are carrying the virus. So I would just say, you know, wear the mask indoors if you want to reduce your chance of catching the virus or spreading, and then stay up to date on your COVID vaccinations if you're eligible.
And you mentioned people who aren't yet eligible for the vaccination. That certainly covers kids 0 to 5, but I know we're getting closer to the day when kids under 5 are able to get the vaccine. What do you know about the timeline on that right now?
Right. So it is looking really good. We're just awaiting final approval from FDA, CDC. But what we are being told is that maybe, just maybe, we can expect to receive vaccine for those under 5 as soon as the week of June 20th. So we are hoping everything continues to progress with that approval process, and we'll be able to start vaccinating those under 5 the week of June 20th.
How concerned are you, or how concerned should we be about the new kind of variations of the Omicron variant that are starting to work their way into the general population?
Yes, and so we are starting to see new variants. I'm looking at the data, and, you know, just for this past week, it looks like the Omicron variant BA 0.2, 0.12, 0.1 is the dominant variant that is circulating right now in the state and in Orange County. And so I guess on a positive note, these variants are shown to be, you know, more transmissible, highly transmissible. However, they are not showing us more severe illness. So I think that's kind of positive. So as it continues to change and, you know, mutate, it is not showing more severe illness as a result. So like I said, we prepare for it. And so to do all the things that we know to work in the past against, you know, the virus, we continue to do.
This is kind of a science question now, but what is the difference between like Omicron 2.0 or Omicron 3.0 and like actual different variants like Beta and Delta and Omicron?
Yep, I'm going to have to refer that to a colleague. that's beyond my scope. you're right, that is a really technical science question. And I don't have the answer for you, so I won't even begin to explore that. However, like I know the outcome, I know it's not causing more severe illness.
I'm speaking again with Quintana Stewart, Orange County Health Director, and we're talking about COVID-19, but certainly as the health director, you have to monitor other public health issues that are out there in the general population. I know this is completely off of the topic of the COVID pandemic, but I've had a couple of conversations in the last week with people who are tackling the issue of gun violence and mental health from a public health perspective. And trying to make headway in the legal kind of political realm by tackling those issues from a public health perspective, but also just looking at those issues from a public health perspective. What do we know about those issues, and how can we implement policies and strategies that might make a difference in terms of making those better? How concerned are you, or how focused are you on things like mental health in general, and certainly the spate of mass shootings that we've seen more specifically recently? What can you do as a public health official to help kind of move the community forward just in terms of those issues?
Yeah, so very concerned. In fact, last week, you know, I had a message out to the department, and we acknowledged Wear Orange Day, and I'm very concerned about gun violence in our community, our surrounding communities, you know, across the country. And so you're right, it is a public health issue. Very concerned about mental health and, you know, the fact that sometimes that is a trigger that leads to, you know, choices and decisions that are made by those with guns. And so I think it will be a multifaceted approach if we're really going to get headway here. And so from our perspective in public health, one, always encouraging not only my staff, but our patients and just community members in general, to manage and monitor and be aware of their mental health. I just think holistically about our community. And so I'm not only concerned about their physical health, but also very concerned about their mental health. So always encouraging, you know, work-life balance and offering supports where we have the resources for folks to go and seek professional help as they need to work through things. The last 2 years has been rough. I mean, not just for the healthcare community, but just for our population in general. So very, very concerned. We try to do our part and educate about safety. And so for those that have guns in the home, and, you know, we're always encouraging, make sure you lock those up and you actually, you know, get permits and you're, you know, carrying them or you obtain them, abiding to all the laws of the land and, you know, have the appropriate training and stuff. And absolutely want you to keep it out of reach of your children and your teens. And so we try to do our part with that piece of it. But it is something I think that we would have to tackle the whole community working together to get ahead of this.
Speaking with Quintana Stewart, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know?
No, I would just say the other emerging issue that we are also monitoring and following really closely is monkeypox. And so we can't catch a break here. But we are watching it as of, you know, today in this conversation. We have not had any confirmed monkeypox cases in North Carolina. So just advising folks to pay attention and be cognizant of close contact with anyone that may have been exposed or been in some of the countries that, you know, where they have some outbreaks currently going on. So just stay tuned for that. But we are monitoring and watching that situation as well.
Find out more from the Orange County Health Department online at their page at orangecountync.gov. Quintana Stewart, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.